When it comes to heating up your business, it's all about making more bacon. And that requires an expert
with a particular set of skills.
You need
a Baconologist.
Building authentic connections, online networking, through social selling, relationship marketing, mindset and training.
Yeah, that's bacon.
Get ready, because we're about to fry up a sizzling success strategy. This is the Bacon Podcast with your host and business Baconologist, Brian Basilico.
It's a lot of bees, man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So occasionally I talk to these businesses that tell me, you know what? We like what you have to say, but we're just going to hire a marketing person. The question I ask them, which usually gets them to stop and think, is, which one? You going to hire an SEO person? Web guy? Email girl? Social media poster? Ads expert? Google person? Writer? Designer? System integrator? Strategist? So which one and who are you going to hire? Because generally speaking, marketing is not as simple as getting one person to do one thing. There's a whole bunch that goes into it. And today we're going to talk about the three-headed marketing mindset system. Or the three-headed marketing mindset monster. Nah, it's not that scary. But have you ever listened to or read the book, The E-Myth Revisited? And in a past podcast, I talked about Blinkist, which is basically cliff notes for audiobooks. And I went back and re-listened to The E-Myth, and what it talks about is the concept that most businesses are started by technicians. They're really good at one particular thing, but they're missing the skills to really make a business hum. Most businesses need these three people. They need the technician, the person who does the stuff. They need the manager, the person that makes all the ins and outs and the flows work. And then it needs the entrepreneur, the big visionary, the person that can see beyond what's happening. This was no more important than last year, where some businesses had to grow to meet demand, while others had to scale back and shrink. And the ones that survived were the ones that had all three of these people. Now, being in the music business, I understand that concept. You get musicians out there, they can go to a gig, they can play. But when it comes to actually managing the business, the marketing of the band, the brand of the band, the websites, you know, usually you've got some people in the group that can handle some of those things, but the really successful ones have managers and business managers and tour managers and a whole bunch of people around them to make the band successful. When it comes to business, it's pretty much the same. Most technicians, you know, are good at something, maybe creating websites, so they create a website business. But it takes much more than just being good at something to be successful. Now, you can hire or outsource a lot of those jobs, no matter which position it is. But the bottom line is you need all three. So what I want to do today is talk about that from a marketing standpoint. So I've just been granted access to LinkedIn Live, which is pretty cool. I have a bunch of friends in marketing said, dude, how'd you do it? And it took a long time and a lot of applications, but finally I got through and now I can do this online show. And I'm going to be doing it every Saturday morning. I'm going to call it Bacon and Coffee. And it's going to be quips and interviews with people that have been on this show. One of my favorites is Mark S.A. Smith. So we were having a conversation. I said, dude, would you come on and help me test the system so that when I hit the ground running next week, I'd be ready to make sure that all the technology is working? He said, sure. So when he came on and we were doing this test, he mentioned that a good marketing program needs three things. And it really kind of emulates what I was talking about with the E-Myth. And he calls these three things the strategist, the manager, and the technician, very much like the E-Myth. Now, the strategist is like the entrepreneur. But when it comes to marketing, They understand the purpose and the big picture behind what you're trying to achieve. So the strategist will help you figure out what is the outcome that you want from the marketing efforts. Is it sales? Is it sales numbers? Is it leads? They'll also figure out what needs to be measured. Can you measure relationships, current and past ones? Can you measure cost of acquisition? How much is it costing to get new leads? And finally, how do you define success? Is it increases in sales? Is it increases in leads? Is it improvements to your systems? What is it? That's what a strategist does. They create the overarching plan. So are you or somebody in your marketing doing that job? The next one is the manager. Now, this is the traffic cop and the project person. So what they do is they figure out what feeds what. How is this going to work? How am I going to integrate all of these pieces? In my case, I take an ebook and I turn that ebook into blogs, and then I turn those blogs and I turn those into email drips. That is a system. So it all feeds into each other. Then, if we take it to social media, does that social media follow the content? In other words, you put up posts and they lead to blogs, which leads to people clicking and downloading ebooks, which then leads people to joining your email broadcast list and gives you somebody to contact as far as a lead or potential sale goes. Then that manager decides what happens next. Who answers questions or problems? What is the system that we're going to integrate to enhance the relationships of our current customers or leads? So the manager is the traffic cop that kind of makes the system work. And they're the ones in charge of ramping things up or scaling things back, depending on the time of year, the customer base, whatever's happening. They're managing the entire process. The last person is the technician. This is the doers and the teams that actually get things done. And as I've told customers before, it's rare that you're going to find somebody that can do everything. So you're going to need people that are going to manage each part of the process. Somebody who understands the website and the technology and creating the content and reading analytics and dealing with social and dealing with email. And each one of those has its own skill sets when it comes to writing. So you need to have people in place that can do the right part of the project at the right time. That's what the manager manages. The other thing that the technician does is they optimize the process. They review and update. They do A/B tests. They do everything they can to optimize the process of communicating to help improve relationships for your sales staff. And then finally, they provide the reports and feedback. And they also are keeping an eye out on what is the cool trends, the latest gadgets or tools out there. And they try them and they play with them and they implement them based on what the strategist has defined as the goals of the overarching system. And the manager defines which processes needs improvements. So that, my friends, is my three-headed marketing monster system. And once you have that in place, you need those people, the strategist, the manager, and the technician, to work together as a cohesive team to start making your marketing much more successful.
Thank you for letting us sprinkle some bacon bits into your brains. Want some more? Learn more about this podcast and our guest experts at baconpodcast.com. Have questions? Send them to askbrian@baconpodcast.com. Until next time, keep sizzling. And remember, it's all about the bacon.